Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel according to John, verses 12 through 15. If you'd like to follow along, you will find it in the New Testament of your pew Bible on page 104. Hear these words of Jesus Christ, our Savior. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own, but will speak whatever He hears. And He will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify Me, because He will take what is Mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is Mine. For this reason I said that He will take what is Mine and declare it to you. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Our second reading from Scripture comes from the letter of Paul to the church at Rome, chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. And you can find it in your pew Bible on page 145. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As we come together on Trinity Sunday, there are some difficulties in trying to figure out why the lectionary puts these two scripture verses together. And the simple reason is because in both of these, there is made mention all three persons of the Holy Trinity. There is talk of God the Father. Clearly, in the first case, there is discussion by Jesus Christ the Son, and mention of Him as well in the second. And in both, there is made mention of the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the One who would come later to fulfill what could not be fully told by Jesus Christ. Both of our classes have been wrestling with this idea of the Holy Trinity. And when you think about it, if you look through the Bible, you will find nowhere in these pages mention of the Holy Trinity. They didn't call it that. If you'd asked the Apostle Paul, what's the Holy Trinity? He'd shrug his shoulders. This was a human construct from what they read in the Bible in the 3rd and 4th centuries. They came up with the Holy Trinity. And that is simply our human way of trying to understand the magnitude and magnificence of our God. So we try to come to grips with God by thinking about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Some people know this Trinity as God the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. But whatever word you use to describe the Holy Trinity, one thing is perfectly clear, and that is the three persons are one God, and they are drawn together forever by the love that unites them. Today we are three different congregations, and yet we are the single body of Christ, united by the love of Christ that has bound us inextricably and forever together. Three vastly different cultures, but one people of God. Today we will rejoin in marriage two persons and one God together, Mercy and Kwame, and their Lord Jesus Christ, in that combination of love. Any of you here who are married perhaps understand the mystery of the love that binds a marriage. And maybe by understanding that love, or beginning to, we can begin to understand the love that joins Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Dear Lord, on this Peace with Justice Sunday, we ask for your peace to descend over this congregation, this one body of Christ. We ask for the Holy Spirit to make us one people. As we pray toward Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and as we rejoin in their marriage covenant, Kwame and Mercy and their children, we ask for your blessing, Lord, and we ask for you to listen and to respond to all of our prayers, that we may continue to be loving, kind, and generous peoples, attempting on this earth to bring about your kingdom and your will. Bless us, Lord, in this endeavor, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.